This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 18th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Now, there were a number of members of the commission who have points of personal privilege and would like to speak to various issues. We'll start at that end of the table and come around. Commissioner Goodman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to recognize we have lost a colleague at the FEC. Michael Fleming became an employee of the FEC in July of 1980. And officially retired due to his illness in August of 2014. He was a data coding specialist for 34 years at this agency. He was known as a valued professional and colleague here at the FEC, and I'm told that his colleagues downstairs particularly will remember Mike, as he was known, as the highlight of office humor and as a good person. Mike loved his family dearly and spent a lot of time with siblings and other relatives. Apparently, Mike also enjoyed playing baseball and played every year with a local league. He loved New Orleans, where he traveled. He traveled often for many events and with friends. And as we've done in the past, I'd just like to recognize Michael. He'll be missed and remembered fondly by many of his colleagues here.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you, Commissioner Goodman, for paying tribute to him. I'd like to note that I have two members of my staff leaving me at the same time. Steve, maybe you could come work with me. First one already left, and he started a new job this past Monday, and that's Eric Brown. He has been with me since day one here at the FEC, so for almost 7 years, and he was the longest-serving EA on the ninth floor. He was a valuable member of my staff, and I think to all of us, the whole time he was here. He worked on several different regs and obviously tons of AOs and MERS. He has an excellent command of campaign finance law, having worked here at the commission in the RAD division years and years ago, where he originally met his wife, Catherine, who was working in the public records division at the time. And then Eric came back again to the FEC, where he worked in OGC for Commissioner Mason. And then after he left the OGC, after he left the FEC last time, he departed to work at the Republican National Committee, where I got to know him. We worked in the council's office together at the RNC, and then he moved on to Patton Boggs and came back and was an excellent help to all of us, and he'll be sorely missed. But I know he's having a great time as a counsel on the Ted Cruz campaign, and we're looking forward to hearing all of his war stories. Unfortunately, Rebecca Miller Marino, since she's been married for about a year now, is also leaving. Prior to law school, Rebecca worked for Election Law Group at Bryan Cave with former Commissioner Michael Toner. She graduated from William & Mary Law School, and while she was in law school, she worked at the RNC Counsel's Office. So many of us got to know her a little bit through her time there at the RNC Counsel's Office. She's leaving the FEC to join Americans for Prosperity Foundation as an associate counsel. As you may know, Americans for Prosperity Foundation is dedicated to educating Americans about the importance of free markets and how those principles affect everyday life. Rebecca has been giving all of us, especially me, excellent legal advice over the past 3 years, and I will sorely miss her, and she's become a very good friend. Thank you. I'll miss you both.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you. And I want to thank both of my colleagues for their comments and join in the sentiments that were expressed. I may know Eric longer than you do. Eric and Rebecca are both lovely people, and I wish them well. And, of course, it's very sad news about Mike Fleming. I also wanted to acknowledge sad news. I didn't want the meeting to end without our acknowledging the extremely disturbing and sad events that took place last night in Charleston at the Emmanuel AME Church, where 9 people were gunned down in a Bible study meeting in their church, apparently in an act of racial hatred. I know that everyone in the building joins me in saying that our hearts go out to the city of Charleston, and our thoughts and prayers are with the church and all of its members, and particularly the victims of this horrific crime. And I was pleased to note that they do appear to have a suspect in custody. So hopefully that chapter is over, but extremely disturbing and sad event.
Thank you for mentioning that. That was quite an emotional event for this country. Well, I want to end on a point of personal privilege about good news, nice news, and that is we have EA working at the FEC for Commissioner Walter, who is a wonderful person, but not only that, she is about to go to her hometown, which is Houma, Louisiana, leaving tomorrow to receive the Trailblazer Award, and that award is given to the first African-American lawyer from that town, and they are obviously very proud of her, of the local daughter of the town, and we're very proud of her
as well.
So, anyway.
Bravo. Shauna Brissett.
Yes, bravo, Shauna. And finally, item number 10. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters for the commission to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
All right. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned. And we will reconvene. It's to one. And we have extensive